When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The weather pattern across Northeast Florida really stays pretty quiet, like it's been for about the last 1 to 2 weeks. The active weather remains well to the north and west of Jacksonville, including an outbreak of tornadoes on Friday and Saturday, stretching from North Texas all the way to Nebraska and Iowa. There were almost 150 tornadoes Friday and Saturday into early Sunday morning, and unfortunately, those did include 4 deaths in the state of Oklahoma late Saturday night into early Sunday morning. But back here at home, we're going to see more of the same. We have onshore winds, and temperatures really become the story this week. We'll be warming into the mid-80s by Tuesday, and then we get to 90 degrees by Wednesday. That is our first alert forecast, and then we'll be in the mid to upper 80s each day from Thursday all the way through the weekend. And really, folks, I don't see any meaningful rain in view. That being said, when I put the forecast together Sunday night, there were indications of a slightly better opportunity for rain on Tuesday and then again on Sunday. But that's only 2 days for this week that I'm putting in even just an isolated shot at rain. So if you haven't turned your sprinklers on for your lawn yet, now is probably the time, because that risk for rain, even just those 2 days, is pretty isolated and hit or miss. We do have the onshore wind, though, and you know that means there could be a shower at any time, but the humidity and the moisture in the atmosphere just isn't that great this time of year. It's not what it is when we move into August and September, which is usually when we have an onshore wind pattern and we see those showers off and on through the day. That's not where we are. It's April and May, and it's the dry season, and therefore the wildfire season. April and May aren't the driest months of the year. That's November and December. But the days are getting longer. We are seeing more and more daylight as we move forward and closer to summer. So that is more time for the sun to heat up the ground. It's more time for the moisture that's in the ground to actually evaporate out of the ground and dry out the ground. So wildfire season and wildfire risk and concern is definitely something that we will be monitoring and tracking over the next 5 to 7 days while the threat for rain really remains low. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Corey Sima for 104.5 WOKV.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.